This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. It's a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Hey, look, I know, you can't write that fast. All right, I'll wait. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, getting involved, getting engaged, doing the right thing. You know, I the stories you guys send me are great. I really do appreciate it. Some of you actually get upset with me when I don't talk about him. I mean, producer Tammy can tell you, at any given time on my screen, I might have 20 or 30 windows open. How many stories do you think I could do at night? I mean, I know I talk pretty fast, but, man, I don't talk that fast. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. And I want your email address. I send out an email every week. All right? It's not a big deal. Gives you information on the stories and the people that we might have on. And you can decide when to tune in and when not to tune in. That's the thing I like the most about it. You make the decisions, not me. That's right, we give you choice here. So when you want to step up and when you don't. Excuse me. Anyway, I can't get past this one. It drives me out of my mind. Because here we have somebody, California State Senate leader. They're all a bunch of loons up here, too. I'll say 96.7% of them are all a bunch of loons in California. So a California state legislator says that half his family is here illegally. And... And he says it, and he talks about it like it doesn't mean anything, like it's not a big deal. It should be a major league deal. See, here's the problem with these guys. They swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the State of California. And you can get in trouble for knowing about an illegal operation and not turning someone in as a legislator, as an elected official. Right, you become an accessory too. If you can do something to stop it, you don't. And it's against the law. So California State Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon, he's a Democrat out of Los Angeles, said last Tuesday that half his family was in the country illegally. They used his words, not mine. You ready for this? This is going to make your eyeballs pop. They used false documents. And they're eligible for deportation under President Trump's new executive order. DeLeon said that who introduced the bill made his remarks at a hearing in Sacramento on SB 54, the bill to make California a sanctuary state. That makes all the sense in the world. He goes on to say, I could tell you half of my family would be eligible for deportation under President Donald Trump's executive order. No, actually, they're eligible for deportation now. They're breaking the law now. Do you understand what I'm saying? You mean you make it sound like this is something new? No, no.
Here you finally have somebody sitting going, look, we are a nation of laws. We stopped defending our laws. I said, you know, if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, I have said for years, we've become a society where if we can't enforce the law, we just forget about it. Right? Why try to enforce it if it gets away from us, gets too big? Let's not try anything different. Let's just stop doing it. That's nuts. That's just crazy. And it's not Donald Trump's new order. Get over yourselves. Now, listen to what he says as he expounds on this, which I think is hilarious. I can tell you that half my family would be eligible for deportation under President Donald Trump's executive order because if they got a false Social Security card, if they have a false identification, it's like when your son comes home. And oh, a friend of mine, if they got a false driver's license, right, prior to passing AB 60, which actually allowed them to get a driver's license if they were here in California legally. Then he goes on to say, if they got a false green card, and anyone who has family members, you know, who are undocumented, knows that almost entirely everybody has secured some sort of false identification. Because that's what you need to survive. That's what you need to work. So they're eligible for that mass deportation. Yeah, here's my problem. You're a real piece of work, right? You know that people are breaking the law. I know it's your family. So why haven't you been helping them so they can get the paperwork they need to get to be here legally? Right? See, that's what happens is they come in here. They have all this false information. The Social Security stuff is a joke. It's bogus because here's the deal. Now you've caused somebody else who's got that Social Security number. They have problems every time they go to do taxes. They have problems every time they try to collect their money. But you don't care about that. And false identification, that's another one. It's so easy to get. It's illegal. It's against the law. And you're okay with that. So you're okay with breaking all these laws, and we're supposed to trust you as a legislator. See, that's the problem here. You've got the inmates running the asylum. You've got the inmates telling you what's right and what's wrong. When they know clearly what's wrong, and they choose to do it. They choose to openly do it. Think about that. And no, my friend, it's not what you need to survive and work. You need to do the right thing so that you can work and survive without looking over your shoulder every 30 seconds. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back with this idiocy in a few more minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you by our side. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, be part of the conversation. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. And we enjoy having you up there as well. And you can also buy my book up there off the website. See, if you buy it from the website, then I will autograph it for you. Which is still kind of weird to me. I just don't get it. You know what I'm saying? And if you want it quicker, though, and you don't care about the autograph, you can always get it from Amazon.com. It's called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff that you were told, all the things you were taught to hate over the last 8 years. And you know, I give you the information you need to be able to combat those people on the left that won't listen to you, don't care what you have to say. No, seriously, they don't care. And you'll be able to, the book gives you the ammunition, the answers, the avenue by which to approach these people. So you either leave them standing there scratching their heads and clean that up for you. Or you might make some inroads. We've turned people in the past. We've got people to think a different, at least think differently about conservatives. I mean, that's a starting point. If they don't trust you, they don't hate you coming out of the chute, you're never going to get them to do anything. So you got to turn them. You got to get them to at least trust you enough to want to sit and listen with you. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, we were talking about the nut job in California. I don't know if you guys heard the interview last week. It was a committee hearing in California. And one of the legislators, I kick at myself because I didn't write his name down. He came out and actually said that he knew it was against the California Constitution. He knew it was against the Constitution. He said, but we're California. We make our own rules. So I'm good with that. I really am good with that. I think we should let California separate, make its own rules, pay its own bills. Let them bring in as many illegals as they want to. I'm good with all of this. Because right now, California accounts for 31% of the welfare dollars that are spent in this country. However, we only make up 16% of the country's population. That math just doesn't add up, does it? So we're sucking more money out of the system than we're putting in. I don't care what the other numbers say or what other people say or what have you. It's not good. So the California State, in case you missed the front end of it, California State Senator President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon said that half his family is here illegally, and they used false documents to get here. Okay, they have false green cards and identification cards and false social security numbers. Doesn't care what he's done to people that they've stolen the names and the numbers from. That makes no difference to him because they need them to survive. They need them to be able to work. I say no, they don't. They need to come here legally if they want to work. If they want to survive and they want to work and they're not willing to come here and do it legally, then they need to go back to Mexico, back to South America and do it. And they can work down there. They can survive down there. And he says under Trump's rules, they are eligible for mass deportation. No, under the law, they're eligible for mass deportation. Simply the law. Testifying before the Senate Public Safety Committee, De Leon defended the widespread practice by illegal aliens of using fraudulent documentation to work, obtain taxpayer paid benefits, dismissing any concerns that California citizens may have about being the target of identity theft. You don't care about any of that. In an interview the following day, KPCC 89.3 Air Talk with Larry Mantle, yeah, give credit to where credit's due, I think you ought to. De Leon expressed outrage that President Trump's executive order would include those who possess fraudulent documents or committed identity theft to obtain a Social Security number. I want you to listen to that again because I screwed it up, but I want you to hear how asinine this is. The President Pro Tem of the California State Senate expressed outrage that a president, let's take Trump's name out of it, would issue an executive order that would include those who possess, you ready for this, fraudulent documents or those who committed identity theft, both of them illegal, both of them jailable offenses. Even if they were Americans, American citizens, and they had these things, they would go to jail for this. So they could get a fraudulent Social Security number. All these seem to be okay with him. He went on to say someone simply could who received a purchase or purchased a fraudulent Social Security card down at MacArthur Park, which is a real seedy area of town in L.A., or elsewhere in my district, would be eligible immediately for mass deportation. Why not? Because frankly, if somebody bought, if an American citizen got one because he was trying to change his or her identity and presented that, they'd be eligible for jail time. Are you willing to say that they don't get jail time either? He's trying to deputize police officers. Now, see, here's the funny thing about it. He's not. He actually wants the cities just to do what they're supposed to do. So if you pull somebody over who can't speak a lick of English, right? And the guy's sweating like a cow walking up a ramp at the slaughterhouse, you might want to ask some more questions. I'd start with, hey, you got a body in the trunk? Maybe you got some open alcohol in the back. I mean, because you're sweating like a stuck pig here. Oh, wait a minute. Are you here legally? Now, with the suspicion of someone being a criminal or having broken taillight that they themselves, as a local police officer, could call the ICE agents immediately and have the person deport. I love the way they go, like, big time with all this, right? Yes, I didn't see your blinker on. Are you here illegally? This is not what they do. This is not what they want to do. Just follow the law. See, they blow all this up. It's like in San Francisco. The guy was sent back 6 times. And then after a while, San Francisco was just on the back of the streets. Because they're a sanctuary city. The guy was constantly picked up for felonies. Picked up for, you know, I don't know. Breaking the law. How about we just start off there? Breaking the law. And they won't turn him over to ICE. I'm Joe Bacini, your host, just in the real side. I didn't plan on going this long with this. This is a good story. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. This is The Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with me. I appreciate the time that you are truly spending with me. Daniel, you're going to make me blush. Yes, I do my best to bring you guys a real good show every night. I hit it most of the time. Some nights I'm sitting here falling asleep on my own going, God, I'm boring the crap out of myself, you know. But I do the best I can. And Danny, you too. Thanks for the kind words there as well. You know, we do have somebody that said, you know, most people consider California, Mexico. It might as well be. I go into areas of the city. I go into areas, you know, there's some areas in town that I go into. I feel like I've moved into another country. And I got to be careful because I grew up in Boston, in the Italian section of Boston. And in the 70s, when you drive through there, when you went through there, if you were from out of the area, you might have felt the same way. But listen, were there illegal people there? Probably. I don't have my heads in a cloud. I know that there were people there that didn't belong there. But I also know there were a lot of people that did belong there. I also know that any time that there was anything that went down in that area, when it was a feast or a parade or something like that, guess what? Now, come on. There were American and Italian flags being flown all over the place. Never, 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 never do I remember seeing an all-Italian flag event. Never. Not one time. And I'm not just saying that. I'm dead serious. But I'm tired of sitting here. You know, I have to slap myself in the head to watch what I say. They had a protest in downtown Los Angeles the other day. One of those not my presidents, I'm not going to do what you say kind of thing. We want, you know, and I'm looking and I have to start laughing because they are solidifying another 4 years for Donald Trump before he even runs again. Why? Because as the locals were praising these people for standing up for themselves, they were doing the march with Mexican flags around the Los Angeles City Hall. It's like, are you guys serious? You're serious, right? Serious? It doesn't get any crazier than this. Which is why I'm up for the Cal Exit thing. Seriously. I know, I've said it 15 times, but I like it so much. right? What I want you guys to do.
That's funny.
What I want you guys to do is help California exit, and then we could build a wall along the Arizona, you know, Nevada, Arizona, all the way up. And then bring all the liberals in. Let the liberals come in here. Let them do what they want to do. You know, the people that want the Cal exit, they want to throw out Silicon Valley. They think it's a bad thing to have. Think about this. They want to bring in all kinds of illegals up for any border. You're all welcome. Refugees, illegals, you're all welcome. Now, we're already in a world of hurt with a $127 billion budget deficit. And trying to figure out, how are they going to pay? Can anybody tell me? How are they going to pay if they're not getting money from the feds? How many of you know that California, I can't remember where it is. Somebody might be able to tell me. Come on, you guys are smart in the chat, in the Facebook feed. How many of you guys, do you know that California has a consulate in another country? Do you know that's illegal? It's against federal law. States aren't allowed to have their own relationships with other countries as it pertains to commerce and that kind of thing. But Californians have always, they've always been known to be, you know, little off kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to get involved in the conversation. If you don't, I can't help you. So anyway, back to the nut job here. I don't know what else to call him. This is so out of the main. This is so out of line that they got his address. They got his information. They need to go to a C, because my irritant here is you've known for years that you're illegal. You've known for years that you're not here properly. Your son is in the legislature. He knows what's going on too. He can fix this. I want you to go get your paperwork started. Go prove to me you love this country enough. Well, they just came here because they want to work. They came here because they want a better life. No, they don't. That's a line of bunk. And you know it's a line of bunk. Because if it wasn't, they would have done something to protect themselves. They would have done something to protect their kids, themselves, the people around them, their businesses, whatever. And if they don't do it, what you're saying to me is you really don't care. You got to admit, guys, it's extremely frustrating. So the host of the radio show that was talking to him, I would have loved to get this guy on. I want to see if I can get him on. The host of the guy just speaking with him said that, you know, you could tell he was frustrated. He said, I want to make sure I understand correctly what you're saying. You're saying that you don't think purchasing a phony Social Security card and a phony number should be a deportable offense. DeLeon replied, no, I don't think so. The vast majority of immigrants, hardworking immigrants, so that's the qualifier, that makes it all okay. They're hardworking. Hey, burglars and bank robbers work hard, don't they? Hey, it's hard to get in somebody's house. You're going to have a clue when it comes to, you know, technology and stuff, how to get around the wiring systems and the alarm systems. It's a lot of work. And think about breaking into a bank. Think what you have to do there. Not even breaking in, but robbing the bank. You got to stake that place out for weeks. Look at all the hard work you got to do. You got to check the guard and see him coming and going. See if he has a gun or doesn't have a gun. What's the fastest ways out of there? What times of the day are the best to get in and out? That's a lot of work. Maybe they should get a free ride. Yes. He says, I have family members. Oh, I'm sorry. The vast majority of immigrants, hardworking immigrants, they've all done that. I can tell you I have family members specifically who came here as undocumented immigrants, as illegal aliens. I'm just, I'm helping him. Maybe he doesn't have a grasp of the English language. I don't know. I'm just going to help him out a little bit. And they did the same thing. They broke the law. They committed a federal crime. That's what you need to do to survive in this economy. No, that's a line of bunk. There are a lot of people in this country that didn't come here illegally, that don't have fake Social Security numbers, right? That they don't have fake ID cards, and they're surviving just fine in this economy. Or maybe what he's saying is, the only way we can steal jobs from Americans, the only way that we can make sure we get the upper hand, the only way that we can make sure that we can fool somebody into believing that we're here legally so they'll hire us and screw the American taxpayer is by doing all this illegal other stuff. Don't you understand that? You know, they say it makes us safer by knowing where they are and what they're doing. And they'll come out from behind the woodwork. And I say, in the immortal words of John Pinay, nay, nay. That is not right. Because they're living in fear. They're living on the edge. They're afraid all the time. They may lash out at somebody who maybe even just in jest says, are you here legally? Don't tell me that it makes us safer. It doesn't. That is as big a lie as saying you have to do all that illegal stuff to be able to survive in this economy. Think about it. And then De Leon minimized the problem. You ready for that? Now you're going to want to slap him. I just know you are. He says, well, it's not the same as Russian hacking now, is it? You see what we live with here in California? Right? Do you see what we have to go through with the loons that they keep electing up in California? And a lot of people wouldn't even know this was going on. If I told them this was happening, they wouldn't believe me. All right, we've got a bit of good news when the show started. I want them to check on it. Elizabeth Warren has been barred from speaking on the Senate floor for the rest of the Jeff Sessions debate. There is a God, isn't there? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate so much the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I don't know. This is pretty close to hitting the lottery. Elizabeth Warren. She's been banned from speaking on the Senate floor for the rest of the session. Well, the rest of the... I'm sorry. That would have been really cool, huh? Get her out there for the rest of the session. Anyway, the rest of this Jeff Sessions debate. You know, and again, it just goes to show you they always, always believe they can do what they want to do. And they've been so long, they've been getting away with murder, so to speak, with, who was that other guy? The Harry guy. Harry Reid. Or as I lovingly refer to as Harry Reid. Elizabeth Warren was prohibited Tuesday night from speaking on the Senate floor for the rest of the debate on the Jeff Sessions nomination. The drama began when Warren quoted a 30-year-old letter by civil rights leader Coretta Scott King, which is really funny. You know, they have to go back 30 years. That's the best they could do, right? And nobody could ever change. Funny how, on their side, if they change, it's okay. You ever notice that? I mean, Mrs. Clinton, she was against same-sex marriage for years. Oh, yeah, she even got booed at an event because she believed that marriage was between a man and a woman. And as always happens, it seems, with these Democrat candidates, they find Jesus in the last year, in the year before they run, or the year that they run. Remember? Just before she started going out in the circuit a little bit, and she finally asked and said, look, you know, I've evolved. I've had a revelation.
My medication kicked in too quick. I don't know, whatever it is. 2 million more votes. Yeah, she needs 2 million more votes. And she said she now believes that love trumps everything. That when two people love each other, they should be allowed to get married, just like her and Bill. The only problem with that was her and Bill don't love each other, but that's a story for another day. And frankly, by her putting it that way, I would imagine a whole bunch of same-sex couples went, no. If that's what I have to put up with, I don't want to be married. Anyway, so it's just funny how it only pertains to them. They can have a change of heart. They can change things. Same thing with President Obama. He had a change. Joe Biden had a change. All these people found this alternate Jesus in the last days before they all ran or ran again. So this whole drama began when Warren quoted a 30-year-old letter by civil rights leader Coretta Scott King. She referred to the Alabama Republican as a disgrace. Now, in the interim, though, he has had all kinds of people from the black community come out in support of him. So the Warren's reference drew ire from the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, who said that Warren had impugned the motives of our colleague from Alabama. Now, Senator Daines of Montana advised Warren that she was out of order under Rule 19 of the Senate, which states that no senator in the debate shall directly or indirectly by any form or words impute to another senator or to other senators any conduct or motive unworthy or unbecoming a senator, which is really great because when the Dems ran this, we couldn't get this kind of recognition because Harry Reid was always the one up there ripping apart the Republican senators. Who was going to stop him? Nobody. Now, Warren tried to say she was just trying to get the history into the record, which is a line of bunk. Because if all you're trying to do is get the history in the record, you don't go ahead and elaborate on what she said. After a few parliamentary moves, McConnell called for a vote to affirm Daines' ruling that Warren was out of order, 48-43, before defeating a Democrat. You know, she got blown out. Some of her colleagues probably wouldn't vote. It looks like six or seven of them. And in an effort to restore Warren's speaking privileges, she lost. She was warned, she was given an explanation, said McConnell. And nevertheless, she kept persisting. The reason she kept moving forward is because, again, as you see here in California, totally run by Dems, the rules don't apply to them. They don't have to follow the rules. They do anything they darn well please. They can't figure out why you try to stop them, even though it's a law. And in some cases, it's a law they passed. Democrats seized on the flap to charge that Republicans were muzzling Warren, sparking liberals to take to Twitter to post the King letter in its entirety. Warren herself issued a statement vowing that she will not be silent while the Republicans rubber stamp an attorney general who will never stand up to President Trump. See, I always get a kick out of this stuff. Their crystal balls work fine. You ever notice that? You ever notice that they already know everything that Trump's going to do? They know everything his nominees are going to do. They know everything everybody's going to do. If they knew all of this stuff, then how did they lose? They got the inside track on everything except who didn't vote for them. Think about it. Charles Schumer, you knew he couldn't keep quiet, said in a statement that McConnell's action was selective enforcement on Rule 19. Senate Republicans have regularly flaunted Rule 19 in the past, but Republicans never asked them to sit down, said Schumer. Who went on to point out that McConnell didn't object when Senator Ted Cruz called him a liar in a 2015 dust-up. See, but they had control. I'm sorry, not 2015. But they still could have spoke up. So, you know, they could have made an objection. They could have asked for a vote. It wasn't up to McConnell to do it. They could have done it. The episode was followed by limitations by Senate veterans over the chamber's increasingly partisan nature. The Dems are out of control. See, they forgot all those years with Harry Reid that they had control of the Senate where Harry wouldn't bring forward any bill or any amendment, nothing that was put forward by a Republican. Harry would not bring anything in front of the Senate that he didn't know that he was going to win or a bill that he didn't like. I'm sorry. I think we can call that partisan politics, can't we? See, it's what I've been, the new mantra on the show has been, when you're talking to a Dem is good and Republicans are bad. That's the only way they see it. There is no middle of the road with those legislators. Nothing. Dem's good, Republicans bad. Doesn't matter what it is. A group of Republicans could put money. You know, I saw something today I thought was hilarious. I thought this. You talk about being disingenuous and brain dead. Somebody was beating on Trump for wanting to spend $20 million or something like that on the voter fraud issue, I think it was. Don't hold my feet to the fire on it, but. And they were like, do you know how many vets you could take care of for $20 million? And I'm thinking to myself, what a bunch of hypocrites you are. You guys are the ones that voted not to give the vets the increase that they needed. That's number one. Number two is your presidente. Yeah, not mine. Oblamo decided he was going to send $221 million to Palestine for no apparent reason. Nobody still knows why he tried to send that money out. And the sneaky thing about it is he tried to do it the day of the inauguration, hoping that nobody was paying attention. Acting like a sleazeball. Why would you do that? You got something to hide? See, if a Republican had done that with $21, it would have been all over him. But the hypocrites are on Trump's case for wanting to spend $20 million that they see. I mean, really, the voter fraud that we catch, the voter fraud that has been prosecuted, usually leans to the Dems. But let's even forget that part. But there was no outrage with sending $221 million to the Palestinians for no good reason. Right? Instead of giving it, why didn't they open their mouth and go, hey, let's pull that money back and let's use that on our vets. They didn't have a problem with that. They didn't care about that. See, we owe the Palestinians nothing. We don't owe them money for anything. Anyway, I think we ought to be ashamed of each other, said Senator Orrin Hatch, a Republican out of Utah. The Senator's most senior Republican. Everything doesn't have to lead to a fight on the floor. We've got to grow up and take stock of ourselves, Hatch added, before warning that this place is going to devolve into nothing but a jungle. Now, Sessions is expected to be confirmed when the full Senate votes in his nomination later on this week. Look, they can't stop it. I mean, ultimately, they really can't stop it. So if I was them, I would ask every one of those uncomfortable questions that I could. I'd put out there everything I could to make him feel uncomfortable. Knowing that he was going to win anyhow. Not lies. Just things that I felt we had been slighted on. But they don't know how to fight like that. They really don't know how to fight one way. Matter of fact, if you get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, there's a whole chapter in there on they only can win by lying. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to Real Side. Hey, thanks so much for being with me tonight. Appreciate your time with me. Tell your friends about the show. Have a great rest of the day.